Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, master motivator and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to empower and to equip you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. Each week, we come together faithfully to engage on life's highway, where we are on a divine journey in which I truly believe God is the light illuminating our path, guiding and directing each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but we rather are truly eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your journey and on your journey of purpose into your life to fulfill your destiny. I'm often saying, let's grow together. And here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you each and every week. The blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or their areas of expertise and our Shape Up series. Our Shape Up series has been designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally so that you may be more equipped to work it now. You may be thinking, Coach Adams, what am I working? You're asking some great questions on a Motivational Monday. You're working your vision so that you can achieve your goals and ultimately live out your dreams. Wow. Each episode of Motivational Mondays is truly rich and empowering. If you have missed any of our past show installments, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available for your convenience online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number 4 and the letter U. Each installment of Motivational Mondays is truly insightful. Allow me, Coach Adams, to establish the framework of today's broadcast. I will share with you, our global listening audience, for about 40 minutes into today's programming around our subject, and then we will open our program up for your audience participation, at which time we truly encourage you and we welcome your questions and your comments. We really love and appreciate that interactive environment, so we want you to know that it's a safe space for you to jump right on in at the appropriate time And we do encourage you, our global listening audience, to participate and to share in the discussion. I want you to know that on today's installment of Motivational Mondays, it's time to shape up and win. We're in our Shape Up series, and this is that time that is designed specifically for Coach Adams to bring empowerment and give you tools so you can continue to grow on your journey. Before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you take a quick moment, send someone an email, a fax, better yet, get those social juices flowing. Invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. Write on someone's Facebook wall. Send someone a quick tweet, a text, a DM, a message in the bottle, a carrier pigeon. Woo! Bottom line, do whatever you need to do to invite someone to join you for today's broadcast. We want to extend our gracious, heartfelt thanks in advance for your support, our valued, faithful listeners, in expanding our outreach. Well, if you don't already have your pens, notepads, tablets sitting at your laptops or your desktops, you want to make sure you're in position to receive the richness of what will be shared on today. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, we are pulling a page out of some of the resources that are now available to Coach Adams as a John Maxwell team member, a JM tier. And I want you to know that, wow, I am on high. I am full. I had an amazing time at the International Maxwell Certification in Orlando, Florida, and it was truly rich and impactful. And I'm so grateful and just really excited about the fact that I made the decision to join the John Maxwell team. It was a great decision to enhance the brand of Coach Adams, to give more tools and resources so that I could be stronger for you, my global listening audience, our global listening audience, for those of you that I encounter on a general basis in life, in our my coaching practice, as a trainer, as a speaker, as a coach, as a teacher, all of those various hats. I'm just so grateful, so beyond grateful. When I tell you I had an amazing 4 days of empowerment in Orlando, Florida, it was just the richness of the community, first and foremost, the networking, about 3,000 individuals assembled. This particular IMC, International Maxwell Certification, marked 20,000 members. That goes to show the influence of John Maxwell and the John Maxwell brand. And I share all of that because today we are looking at 10 ways to increase your influence. And, you know, influence is so key because we can have all of the valued information or products, services, whatever it may be in the world. But if we are not able to influence individuals, it's valueless. It means absolutely nothing. And as I continue to grow in wisdom on my journey, this is definitely an area that Coach Adams is continuing to grow in, that I'm learning the greater value, because everything comes down to influence. Do you have what you need to influence the behavior of others? And so I wanted to bring some richness around this subject of influence and what is it that we can do to increase our influence. And so what I want us to look at is several different areas associated with how we can influence others, how we can grow in our increasing our capacity to influence others. And so the first one that I want us to look at, and this is so key, and I really see this and recognize this in my coaching practice and in my consulting and just the different areas in which I serve others, because a great leader is a servant leader. They serve others. They know how to be a good follower. They know how to serve others. And a part of that process that I'm learning in serving others is nurturing others. And so if we want to grow and increase our capacity to influence others, we have to be one that will take the time to nurture others. So often we want to influence people, but we want the influence and what that lends to, what that brings, but we don't want to invest in others. And this is so key because in order to nurture someone, that seed may have been planted well before you made it on the scene. And someone else may have watered that seed. Someone else may have had to cultivate that seed. And so we're talking about nurturing seeds that maybe you've planted, seeds that maybe someone else has planted. Bottom line is that when you're nurturing someone, you are spending time and taking the time to cultivate that individual and to assist them in their process of growth, because nurturing is caring for something. Caring for the growth and development of someone, helping someone to grow and to develop. And so if you want to be a person of influence, if you want to increase your influence, you have to step back and kind of look at, wow, who am I nurturing? Are you nurturing people? Isn't that an interesting thought to consider? If you want to increase your influence, and this is something that I really appreciate about John Maxwell, with all of the success and influence that he has, he's written close to 100 books, somewhere thereabouts, most of which have been top sellers. So there is definitely a base of influence. I mean, obviously you have a base that in six years you can increase start a business around coaching and empowering others and certifying others and build that in 6 years to 20,000 members strong in 106 countries. But this is what I appreciate the most as I continue to grow and understand and be exposed to the influence of the man. I appreciate his faith. And he himself says that one of the ways that you can increase your influence is to increase your faith. Now, stay mindful, not trying to force one's beliefs on someone else, so whatever it is that you believe in, but bottom line, we need to increase our faith in something greater than ourselves. And this was so impressive to me at the IMC, the International Maxwell Certification, because in the midst of, as I shared at the opening of today's broadcast, that I shared with about 3,000 people at this live event, the International Maxwell Certification, IMC. And John Maxwell invited this group of 3,000 for a worship service. We're talking about ways to increase your influence, and we're specifically talking about right now faith. We've already talked about nurturing others, and now we're looking at faith. And so in the midst of this certification, this live event, he has a worship service. Now, what I loved and appreciated was that he wasn't infringing upon others' beliefs. He is all about diversity and speaks about the significance of diversity. And he had this worship session, and it was an option. He said, I invite you to come and share with me for worship. And he made it clear, this is an optional session. It's not a requirement. It's up to you. Now, mind you, it's 3,000 gathered for this live event. And I would venture to say that the majority of the people were present. Not very many people did not return for this optional worship session. But what was even more powerful was that out of this large group, even if it was 2,000 that assembled, give or take. Now, I know it was more than that because I ended up sitting intentionally in the back because I wanted to get a sense of how many people are here and just, you know, all of that. And so I saw that there was only a few tables that were empty. So that let me know that the majority of the people made the decision to be there for this optional session. But what was so powerful, he gave a powerful message. He ministered and gave a powerful message. But then he gave an invitation. And he invited people to come into relationship with Christ and to increase their faith. And hundreds of people answered this altar call. And I thought, wow, this is so powerful that this individual not only has this great influence in leadership, but he is one that is truly a man of faith. And he is influencing others in the significance of growing your faith. And so I come to you today and share with you the wisdom that I am gleaning and have gleaned. I am a woman of faith myself, and so I understand the importance of faith. But if you are struggling in your life where you are today, and you're struggling in your influence of others, I want to encourage you to step back and to focus on increasing your faith. As you increase your faith in something greater than you, and in my case, I believe in the Bible and I believe in Jesus Christ as the Son of God. Now, I'm not infringing my beliefs on you, but I'm just telling you what I believe, and that is my foundation of faith. So whatever you choose, whatever you opt for your foundation of faith, know that as you grow in your faith, you are in a better position to influence, to increase your influence of others. We've talked about the importance of nurturing. We've also talked about faith. Now I want us to take a look at the significance of listening. You know, as a coach, this listening principle is so key because so often we don't take the time, and I love that the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, Stephen Covey has a principle that says, seek first to understand, then to be understood. But in order for you to understand, you must listen. And as you listen, you'll get insight, and we'll be talking about understanding a little bit later. But I wanted to bring this out because listening is so key. We need to, when we're listening, you know, don't turn our backs and look in a different direction, but say, yeah, I'm listening to you. No. Don't look at your phone. Don't look around. Don't be all over the place looking at somebody walking in the room, whatever the case may be. Give that individual your undivided, focused attention. Look at the speaker. Do you know that it is such a diss when someone is trying to communicate with you and you don't take the time to engage, giving them your eye contact, to look at the speaker. Ask questions. When you ask questions and in an environment where someone is sharing something, this is what's called active listening. It lets the person know that you are completely engaged with them. So this process of listening, look at the speaker. Give that individual your attention. Ask questions. Questions are great because it gives you the opportunity to get further clarity around what the individual is efforting to communicate to determine, are we seeing eye to eye? Are we on the same page here? Am I understanding what you are sharing? Most importantly, don't interrupt that person that's sharing. Cut them off when they're in mid-thought. Now you've broken their thought process and they can't even focus because you have cut them off. Don't change the subject. They're sharing their heart. They're getting into details with you. They are communicating on a specific subject, and you shift the conversation into a different direction. Don't get emotional. Don't allow your emotions and what may be shared to take over, and now it hinders you from being able to effectively listen to that individual. And the key of listening is so that ultimately individuals can come together and more effectively communicate. Be one that in listening, and I'm growing in this area myself, as you know, I often share with you that Coach Adams is in process with you. I'm on the journey with you. That know that I may come and bring empowerment, but because I am a lifetime learner and I do believe that we are always at a capacity where we can move to another level, that we never arrive. As long as we have that dash, as many of you have heard me speak about, in between the day of our birth and the day of our passing, there is still, we are still in process. We're still in journey, on the journey. We're still in flow on our lives. And so as it relates to listening, we want to be responsive listeners. That responsive listener lets the person know, I'm hearing you. And you know, what matters most, people want to know that they are heard. And so often, communication breaks down because people are not feeling like they are being heard. And so this listening is so key. And if we want to increase our influence, we have to grow in our capacity of being better listeners. Look at the speaker. Ask questions. Don't interrupt. Don't change the subject. Don't get emotional and be a responsive listener. I want to thank you. Speaking of listeners, I want to thank you, our global listening audience, for tuning in to Motivational Mondays presented by Inspired Media for You with Coach Adams, as we are looking at how to increase our influence, understanding that life is about influence and there is great power in our ability to influence others. We've talked about, as we're looking at influence, we've talked about the significance of nurture. What does that look like? Am I helping others to grow? Am I caring for someone else? Am I contending for someone else's highest good? Am I nurturing them to grow to another level? We also talked about the significance of increasing our faith. Whatever that may look like for you, there is great significance in increasing our faith, and this, in essence, will assist us and allow us and position us to be in a better position to increase our influence. We've talked about the significance of listening. We've talked about look at the speaker, ask questions, don't interrupt, don't change the subject, don't get emotional, be a responsive listener. And now we're going to look at the significance of understanding. I referenced the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People with Stephen Covey. And I said it's great significance in the seek first to understand, then to be understood. So often, many of us, we just want to be understood. We want everybody to hear us out, and we want them to get what we have to say. We're not listening. We're not seeking to understand their point of view because we're so focused on, I want to get my point across. I want to make sure that they can understand what I have to say, hear what I'm saying. But there's such power in this posture, this position as it relates to influencing others and increasing our influence to take the time to seek first to understand. And, you know, what I love about this particular principle is that Stephen Covey gives an illustration based on the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. Stephen Covey gives this, he paints this scene in, you know, on a New York train or subway where there's not much activity going on. You have people sitting, you know, reading their paper, reading a book, you know, just it's a very calm, quiet environment. From one stop to the next. But then something suddenly happens and it changes. A man gets on with his 2 kids. He gets on and suddenly when he gets on with his 2 kids, the environment completely changes. So the man sits on the train, he's on the train and his kids are out of control, and a man is sitting next to him, and he's kind of puzzled, like, do you know what's happening in the environment right now? You know, that's kind of the scene that Stephen Covey paints. Like, okay, people are reading their magazines, they're reading the newspaper, they're reading their books, it's a very quiet environment. Now you guys get on, and everything shifts. But what was so powerful in bringing out and illustrating this particular point is that the man brings this to the awareness of the other man. And the other man is sitting there, and he's kind of not even in the conscious state. He's just kind of, you know, looking like he's daydreaming. He's kind of in this hazy, glazy state, right? And the man tells him, hello, your kids. And I'm, of course, giving you the whole Coach Adams way of presenting the story, but I want you to get it. And the man looks up, and it's like that kind of wakes him up. You know how you can look at somebody, and they're kind of in another zone, and then you call their name or whatever, and it kind of brings them back to a state of consciousness. And the man tells him, he says, hello, your kids are kind of, you know, out of control right now. Were you aware of that? And he, you know, kind of comes back to this state of consciousness. And the man apologized. He says, oh, I'm sorry. We just came from the hospital. They just lost their mother, and I just lost my wife. And just in those few words, there was understanding that there was something beneath the surface. There was something more to the dynamic of what was going on. And that made a difference for this man, because we would see these individuals in a setting such as that and say, oh, the kids are out of control. You know, he's unaware. He doesn't know how to take care of his kids, whatever judgment that we would make. But we don't understand the backdrop. And so if we want to increase our influence, we have to first take the time to understand others. And in order for us to understand others, we have to be willing to probe and to ask questions and to go deep into this state of moving beyond the surface. And I have found that so often people don't want to go beneath the surface. They want to stay right on the surface. They won't take the time to kind of understand where that person is, what's going on with them, because so often we are so just caught up in our own selves. We're so narcissistic. We're so self-centered and self-focused. It's all about us. It's just me and my problems, me and my stuff, me, I, that we don't take the time to understand the other people in our environment, to understand the other people around us, what may be going on with them, what their struggle may be. But if we want to increase in our influence, we have to be willing to take the time to understand. And this is one that I really fight to do. I don't always get it right. Again, I'm in process. But I fight to in my coaching environments, in my consulting environments, and what have you, not to draw a conclusion based on the surface stuff, but I fight to get to that place of understanding, going beneath the surface so that I can understand from a different point of view, not based on limited information. And I think that the story that I shared with you, the Stephen Covey story, it really gives us that greater insight that there's always something beneath the surface. There's always a backdrop. In order for me to increase my influence, I must enlarge. What are you saying, Coach Adams? Enlarge. What does that mean, enlarge? Do I need to get fatter? Do I need to eat more? What does that look like? No. Enlarge, meaning that we have to first grow ourselves. Number one, we have to grow ourselves. You know, you've heard the quote, the term, you get on an airplane, they say if we get into turbulence, we get into distress, if your oxygen mask drops down, put the mask on you first. You can't save somebody else before you. You have to put the mask on you first. So first of all, I must focus on growing myself. You must focus on growing you. Then you can extend out and grow other people. Once you grow yourself and you grow other people, then you can grow the organization, the business, all of the other stuff. But first, we have to take the time. We have to be intentional. Take the time to grow ourselves. You know, one thing, I never want to get stuck. I'm always looking, how can I grow? How can I develop to the next level? How can I grow? How can I grow? How can I grow? How can I grow? That was a part of my decision to join the John Maxwell team. It was about growing to another level, being better and stronger as a coach, as a speaker, as a teacher, as a trainer for my assignment. Now, your assignment may be different, but bottom line, the key is growing ourselves. And that's not just professionally. Personally, I'm always looking to grow and develop, to develop, so that I can then support with growing other people. And then it's about growing the organizations that I'm supporting, growing the brand that is the Coach Adams brand, continuously growing. So this process of enlarging is growing yourself, growing people, and growing the organization to increase our influence. In order to increase our influence, we must be better navigators. You know, I love a navigation system in the car. The navigation system, you plug in, it tells you where's your destination. You plug in where you want to go. It now maps out this course for you. And so we have to be good navigators in our own lives. We have to first, do you even know where you want to go? So interesting, because people want others to follow them and they don't have a clue where they're going. How can I follow you? How can somebody else follow you if you don't know where you're going? There's no vision. And so we have to, one, have a vision. What is the target? What is the destination? We have to know where we are going. Now that we know where we're going, how are we getting there? We have to lay out a plan to navigate this course. How will I get from point A to Z and everywhere in between? So So point A is my starting point. Point Z is my end result. How do I get there? What does that terrain look like? That navigation is having a plan so that you can close that gap. How do I get from one place to the next? And so often, many of us, we are not good influencers because, first of all, we don't know how to navigate our own selves. So how can we help somebody else navigate? And it doesn't matter in what role you're in order to increase your influence. Everything starts with us, and then it transfers over into others. So if you are one that is a great planner in your own life, guess what? You're going to navigate it and assist others on their journey as well. And so we can't get away from being good navigators. And this is so key. But this is what I love about a navigation system. So the navigation system in the car, on your phone, whatever that may be. You're on the journey, right? You've plugged in your destination of where you're going, so it's clear. You know where you're going. But, you know, like Coach Adams, you know, let her see a green logo that represents Starbucks. She might kind of get off and, you know, say, hey, I need a latte. I need a very, very refresher or whatever I'm feeling. I need a chai frappuccino. I don't know. I just may need to stop and make a pit stop. And I know I can do that where the green logo is. So even when we get off the course, navigation will bring us back. So if we have a plan from point A to Z, that's half the battle. We can navigate now in between, but we have to first know, okay, where am I starting? Locate yourself, and where do I desire to go? And each day we're stepping in the direction to close that gap from where we are to where we desire to grow. And so navigate. Ooh, I love this next one. And these principles get me so excited. And they get me so excited because they're so clear. And if we work them, when you work principles, you'll see the results. And I'm talking about increasing my influence. You probably want to increase your influence. That's why you're tuned in today. Guess what? You have to be a better connector. A better connector. A better connector. And so if you want to increase your influence, you have to be a better connector of others. And so on your journey, you have these various puzzle pieces. I'm a puzzle piece. Someone else is a puzzle piece, whatever that may look like. And so each of these pieces serve a purpose. You know, I often use the illustration that a bottle for water, the bottle serves a purpose, the water on the inside serves a purpose, the cap on the bottle serves a purpose. And so individually, you can't just have the cap without a bottle. It doesn't serve a purpose. The bottle and the cap must connect. There has to be a connecting point. And so in order for us to increase our influence, we have to connect with others. And I must share with you, this one is difficult for Coach Adams. And it's difficult for me because I'm an only child. And this only child is very comfortable. At my core is this loner, who's an introvert and very reserved. So I can very easily go into what I call bear cub hibernation mode. But this is the thing. My assignment requires that I connect with others, and it stretches me on a regular basis outside of my comfort zone to be more of a people person. But at my core is this loner who's an introvert and very reserved, and I can easily kind of revert back to that and go into that space. But in order for me to be a greater influencer, I have to reach outside of my borders constantly And it's intentional for me. I have to constantly connect with others. It would be easy for me to stay in the little cave, bear cub hibernating in the little cave all the time. But who I've been assigned to be and who I'm called to be, she has to be out with the people. And so I'm constantly stretching, but we want to grow in our and increase our influence. We have to grow in being greater connectors. I have an associate. Wow. I mean, when I tell you they are the connector of connectors, you can ask them anything and they can process and know. They're so good at that, knowing how to be that connector. I'm working on that. I have to work on that. Your area may not be the connecting point. Yours may be the navigating point, as we spoke about a moment ago. It may be enlarging that piece. It may be understanding. It may be listening. Yours may be faith. I don't know. It may be nurturing. So whatever that is, identify where you are. Recognize that so that you can grow to another level. And it doesn't matter if you've been called to be a coach. Everyone right where we are, if we want to increase our influence, we have to grow in empowering ourselves and empowering others. This empowering others is that you're building other people up. You are empowering them. You're giving them the power that's already in them and helping them to grow to a greater capacity within themselves. And that is so dynamic and powerful, empowering others. It's that inside out that you're helping to draw out the power that's on the inside, helping them to tap into that. You don't have to be a coach to do that. You just be who you are based on your assignment in life. But know that a part of your assignment is that if you want to increase your influence, you have to grow in empowering others. I want to take a quick pause point here because, you know, we love the interaction from you, our global listening audience. And I'm seeing the time, and I want to see if we have anyone that would like to chime in, maybe ask a question around what we're talking about, this power of influence and increasing our influence, and the steps or the ways that we've given you today on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you. So this is the time in our program when we invite you, our global listening audience, to share in the discussion. Press 1 on your telephone keypad. To add yourself to the host queue, press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you are sitting in front of your electronic device, you do need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374. 516-453-9374. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Again, our lines are open. We welcome your interaction with us, and we trust that you would chime right on in, ask a question, make a comment. Are you getting anything from what we're sharing today on this increasing our influence and the power of influence? Inquiring minds would like to know. Meanwhile, let's take a look back. What have we discussed? Wow, we have discussed quite a bit. And I hope you have your pens and notepads ready to capture what you haven't already and to give an additional note around some of these areas. You know, one of the interesting things about increasing our influence at the core of all of this is integrity. That's interesting when you think about it. At the core of all of this, the anchor is integrity. So in order for me to increase my influence of others, I have to nurture them. I have to help someone else grow. I need to increase my faith. That is increasing my core. When you're saying increasing your faith, you're saying increasing your core associated with your core values, whatever that may look like for you. You're growing in your capacity to be a better listener of others. This listening process is giving the person your attention when they're speaking to you. Don't diss them and look around and look away and all of that and look at your phone and look at your, you know, whatever it may be. Have some paper in front of you. I don't know. Whatever that may look like, give them your attention. Ask questions around what they're sharing with you so you can clarify what you're hearing. Don't interrupt the person. Ask questions, but do it at the right time. Don't interrupt their thought. Let them get it all out if you're having a dialogue. And then you jump in and share and clarify and ask questions. Don't change the subject. Stay on point on the subject. Don't get emotional when someone is sharing. Be a responsive listener. Responsive is acknowledging what the person is saying and, you know, being that active listener so that they know that they are ultimately being heard. Take the time to understand others. Don't just seek to be understood, but rather take the time to understand others. Understand someone else's point of view. Understand someone else's position. Understand what somebody else may be going through. Get out of your stuff to say, hey, how are you doing? You know, I haven't heard about your stuff lately. Is there anything you want to share? Is there anything you want to talk about? Do you need a listening ear today? Take the time to understand others. Take the time to enlarge your capacity. Enlarging your capacity is that you're taking the time to grow yourself. You're taking the time to grow other people, and then you're growing the organization, the business, or what have you. Navigating. Navigating through life's journey, meaning having a clear vision for where you're going. And many of us don't have a vision, and yet we want others to follow us, but we don't even know where we're going. People get in the car with you. If you're the driver, guess what? They're expecting that you know where you're going. They don't think that you're getting in the car and you're just going to get on the road without a destination. They're assuming that if I've jumped in the car with you, that you know where you're going. And so we have to navigate through life, and that is being clear on where I am, starting point, where am I going, and how will I get there? There may be a number of ways to get to one destination, but you have to be clear on where, how am I navigating to the destination? Not one way, but you have to navigate and have a clear vision and plan on how you're going to get there. Connecting with others. Each piece of a puzzle fits together. So my vision, my assignment may connect with yours and vice versa. But if you're not in the atmosphere, that piece ready to connect, then I can't connect with you and vice versa. And so each of us serve a specific purpose that together we can accomplish more and there's greater meaning. So know that you may be the answer to someone's need, to their prayer, to what they're looking for, but if you don't share that, they won't understand and know what you have to offer. And if you don't, vice versa, same principle on both sides, then they can't make the connection with you. Empower others. Be one that empowers someone else, that helps someone else to draw out their inner power. Help them to stimulate their thoughts, whatever that may look like. But be that individual that is there to support, to ignite, and draw out of others so that they are feeling more empowered. This is all around increasing our base of influence. This is very interesting. 80% of leaders attract followers. 80% of leaders attract followers. We're talking about, in this particular illustration, reproducing. So 80% of leaders attract followers. Check this out. 10% of leaders attract leaders. We're talking about reproducing. So let's go back. 80% of leaders attract followers. The followers are the individuals that they're not going to take the initiative. They're the group. They're going to be the ones that they're going to be, okay, coach, all right, okay, sounds good. They're all in agreement because they're followers. 10% of the leaders attract leaders. Ah, this is where you're going to attract those like-minded people. That is so powerful. 5% of leaders reproduce leaders. If we can just reproduce ourselves by five. You know, it's interesting. I serve a Christian-based organization as a global master trainer, and we as a team, we're talking about this very thing right now. We got to reproduce ourselves as leaders. This was so powerful for me to understand that 5% of leaders reproduce leaders. There's a lot of followers out there. We see this in any setting. The key is, how do I reproduce myself? Understanding that if I can reproduce 5%, so if you interact with 20 people, 5% of that is one, right? 10% is two. So if you can just reproduce one person out of the 20 that you engage with, you're in a much greater position because now you've had the power as a leader to reproduce another leader, a thought leader, someone that is influencing change in the world around you. But the reality is that the larger percentage are those followers. So we have to figure out, how do I get beyond the followers, because it's naturally going to happen. When you are a leader, you naturally attract followers. People that don't want to take the initiative, they're waiting for someone that they can follow. So if you show up as a leader, guess what? Automatically, they're drawn to you. They're attracted to you. They're going to follow you. You'll look behind you and say, wow, have all of these people following me? But 10% of those leaders attract leaders. And so out of that mass number, understanding that you're going to attract, out of all of the followers and the people that are drawn to you, only 10% of those people are leaders. Interesting statistics. And 5% of the leaders will reproduce leaders. But in order for us to increase our influence, we must reproduce ourselves. And so I want to encourage you as a leader. I know you're leaders that are tuned in. I know you are individuals that are movers and shakers. I know you are visionaries. You are people that are about something, doing something, fighting to live out your dreams. You are fighting to work your vision and achieve your goals. And I trust that this information has been beneficial for you. It is amazing how quickly time flies by. I'm going to give you another opportunity. I want you to know that our lines are still open. Again, this is the time in our program when we invite you, our global listening audience, to share in the discussion. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Dial in number, if you're sitting in front of your electronic device, is 516-453-9374. 516-453-9374. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Don't be shy. Meanwhile, I want to let our global listening audience know, for some of you, this is new information. For others, it's a reminder that we have our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. We definitely want to stay connected with you, want to continue the dialogue. So often people say, oh, Coach Adams, I didn't want to ask a question or make a statement live on the air. We get it. I get it. It's understandable. It's safer to do it in a social environment. So our Facebook Motivational Mondays form has been designed exactly for that purpose. You have to be connected to be able to engage there, but this is a great opportunity because you can share your thoughts, ask a question. Maybe you have a show idea in mind that you feel would be beneficial, a subject that you want to hear touched on. Don't hesitate to let us know that. Maybe, just maybe, you have a guest in mind that you feel would bring value to Motivational Mondays and empowering others. We welcome that as well. We want you to know that we always appreciate you taking this time out, this hour of power, to tune in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you. I love our Shape Up series because I truly love empowering others. And so this gives me great joy to be able to give you more tools to add to your toolbox so that you have more to pull from on your journey as you're working your vision, fighting to achieve your goals and live out your dreams. On our next installment, we're going to continue in our Shape Up series. And later in the month, we have a dynamic individual who just released her first book, Keisha Freeland. And I'm so excited for her return to our virtual boardroom. You'll hear more about that show, but save the date. Tune in every week and join us because you can get your jumpstart with your motivation and inspiration to jumpstart your week. I want to stay connected with you. And if you're not already a part of the Coach Adams Network, I want you to know that you'll send a quick email to admin@coachadams.com, admin@coachadams.com, or you may call 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101, or visit coachadams.com, coachadams.com. If you don't already know, if you're tuned in to Motivational Mondays, I'm sure you know, but this is a reminder for you. Maybe you're tuning in for the very first time. Coach Adams has a full circle of empowerment to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally so that you may achieve greater success and greater results in your life. We have our 4 Hours of Power Win Shop with Coach Adams, a live empowerment win shop, as we call it, workshop, Shape Up and Win. In addition, individual coaching, group coaching, training, empowerment, team building, all available for you. If you want to learn more, you can call 310-289-2101, or you can shoot a quick email to admin@coachadams.com, admin@coachadams.com, or again, you may call 310-289-2101. All of the tools and resources that Coach Adams has available, the resources, the empowerment tools are truly for you to win in your life, on your journey, and become more equipped to reach your goals personally and professionally. This is Coach Adams signing off for now. We so thank you truly for tuning in to Motivational Mondays today with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you. We'll be on the same Bat Network, same Bat Channel next week, for we are here faithfully to support you on your journey to win. This is Coach Adams signing off for now. I coach and you win. Thank you so much for tuning in.